We're with Al Harris here on our program today, and Al is the uncle of Jessica Harris. There's going to be a benefit for Jessica coming up on Friday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Cooperstown, North Dakota. Welcome to the show today, Al.
Thank you very much, Steve, and thanks for having me.
Al, tell us a little bit about Jessica's condition, what it's called. It sounds very painful from what I've read.
Yes, it is very painful. It is something called Marfan syndrome, which is something that you are born with. It is a variation in a gene that produces fibrillin, which is a very important protein in the connective tissue of the body. And as a result of no protein there, it causes another reaction for a different protein to be produced, which causes some of the features of the Marfan syndrome. And some of the classic features would be things like long limbs, long fingers, long arms, long legs, and a short torso. Now, that's just the classic symptoms. Not everyone exhibits those symptoms. Is somewhat rare, but it's estimated that 1 in 5,000 people have this condition, and if they have it, they're born with it. Most recently, in national news, there were two gentlemen that were on WGN News in Chicago. Isaiah Austin, who was in the NBA draft, and he was doing his tryouts, and they noted that he might have Marfan, so they had him tested, and he tested positive, and he had to drop out of the draft. Another gentleman on that same interview was Austin Carlisle, who is a frontman of the group called Mice and Men. And he talks about how it's affected him. But it's very painful, and it affects everyone differently. In my niece's case, Jessica, for example, she developed scoliosis. And she just underwent her third and fourth surgeries, and her entire spine is now fused, and those surgeries were done in January. They couldn't get it all done in the first one, so they had to do a second one a few days later. But she is still in constant pain and still in rehab, and unfortunately, this is going to be a lifelong battle for her because we just don't know what's going to happen next when you have Marfan.
Well, Al, you have a benefit coming up for Jessica at Trinity Lutheran Church in Cooperstown. Tell us a little bit about the focus behind it and what time it will be held and so on and so forth.
Well, our focus is going to be mainly on awareness and education and promoting more research. More research needs to be done. It's a little known disease. I even talk to health professionals that don't even know about it. But we are going to be having a silent auction at the church. We're going to be set up mid-afternoon, and we're going to have a lot of silent auction items there people can bid on. We're also having a raffle that tickets are going to be going on sale tomorrow. And this is a collector's item shotgun that was donated by one of Jessica's other uncles. He's an avid hunter and gun collector. And this was a gun that was featured as the Ducks Unlimited Shotgun of the Year in 1991. He has it in mint condition. It's never been fired. He put it into the raffle, and we are selling 250 raffle tickets for that, going on sale tomorrow. And they can be purchased by contacting Jessica's sister, Heidi, at the Valley City Times or the Super Value Store in Cooperstown, where both Jessica and Heidi worked as teenagers. The other thing is we're going to be having this dinner that starts at 5 o'clock, goes to 7 o'clock. We are going to be having a keynote speaker who is also the president of Marfan's Foundation in the North Dakota chapter, and she lives in Bismarck. She is in the Mayo Clinic today, just completed her 27th surgery because of her condition of Marfan syndrome. She was diagnosed with it when she was 19 years old, and she's now 49 and just completed her 27th surgery because of it. The other way that we can support Jessica is her GoFundMe. And that GoFundMe account is Jessica-Amy. So you can go to that website, read her story, and contribute whatever you can.
Okay, we're speaking with Al Harris, the uncle of Jessica Harris, who's suffering from Marfan disease. Did I say that right?
Yes, Marfan syndrome.
Okay, Marfan syndrome. And they're having a benefit coming up again this Friday, July 8th, at Trinity Lutheran Church in Cooperstown. And anything else to add, Al, before we let you go today that we forgot to cover?
Well, this is also the weekend of Cooper Days, and those familiar with that, it's a big celebration in Cooperstown. Cooperstown is a small community of about 1,000 people, so come on over for the event, stay the weekend, and enjoy the Cooper Days events that follow up. We will all be there, and let's just get on board with this and help create some awareness and get some more funding going for the research that needs to be done on this.
All right. And again, repeat the times that people should be at Trinity Lutheran Church for the Jessica Harris benefit in Cooperstown.
Well, the dinner will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Friday evening on the 8th. And during that dinner, Tracy will be speaking, the president of the North Dakota chapter. And during that time also, we will finish up the silent auction. We will not be announcing the winner of the raffle until Sunday at City Park in Cooperstown, but we're hoping to have all those raffle tickets sold by the event. And again, there's only 250 tickets, so grab one if you want to take a chance on getting this nice collector's item.
All right, very good. Al Harris here on our program today here on AM 1490 KOVC. We're also streamed live on newsdakota.com.